This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, December 4th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Defense bill could address drones. Greer pressured on tariffs. And Maha Group backs Republican for Iowa governor. Defense policy bill could land today with ag ramifications. House lawmakers could roll out a compromise on a defense policy bill today as Republicans weigh how to handle potential security concerns from Chinese-made drones. The House and Senate Armed Services Committees have been working on a National Defense Authorization Act that would appeal to lawmakers in both chambers. House Committee Chair Mike Rogers of Alabama told Politico earlier this week the bill's text could be ready later today. An earlier House version of the bill included a provision calling for a probe into the threat posed by to U.S. national security by two Chinese drone manufacturers. The ban would come into effect under the provision if the investigation were not carried out. Some senators are concerned over what a ban would mean for U.S. ag and other industries. Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas told AgriPulse this week, U.S. consumers, including those in the ag industry, should have access to the drones that they need. Bozeman said, we just have to accommodate that. But he also added that he does have concerns about Chinese security threats. Because of that, we have to be very careful. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa said she has heard from Iowa ag industries that use Chinese drones in their operations. She said, I still have concerns with that. We have American drone manufacturers. We should be utilizing American technology. Ways and Means Committee members press Greer on tariffs. Members of the House Ways and Means Committee quizzed U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer yesterday about the status of ongoing trade talks, while the top committee Democrat voiced tariff concerns. I spoke for not only Democrats, but a lot of Republicans who wouldn't say anything. Ranking Member Richard Neal of Massachusetts told AgriPulse, I raised the whole tariff issue. Neal said he asked about when agreement text for the administration's pact with China would be available. He also said some colleagues touched on the prospect of the U.S. increasing imports of Argentine beef with the U.S. trade representative, as well as ongoing India trade talks. I asked about India, Representative Randy Feenstra of Iowa said. There's an opportunity for India right now trying to get around some of the issues. New screwworm case detected in northern Mexico. A case of New World screwworm has been detected in northern Mexico, about 120 miles from the Texas border. Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller said yesterday. The case was confirmed in Monte Morelo in the Mexican state of Nuevo León. It was found at a bovine being transported from Veracruz to a feedlot that, according to Texas Department of Agriculture press release, it is the second detection at that feedlot. It is currently the northernmost active screwworm case in Mexico, that according to the press release. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Groups call for continued funding for Gulf Hypoxia Program. 63 agricultural, navigation, and conservation groups want lawmakers to ensure the Environmental Protection Agency's Gulf Hypoxia Program is prioritized in appropriations for the 2027 fiscal year. The Gulf Hypoxia Program helps fund efforts by states, tribes, sub-basin committees, and land-grant universities to reduce nutrient loads in the Gulf of Mexico. The program was first funded through the 2021 Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, which provided $60 million over 5 years. In a letter, the groups asked Congress to keep funding the program in fiscal 2027, noting that, quote, it advances the implementation of nutrient reduction solutions, including the construction of conservation projects, monitoring, and additional strategic planning. They added that more support will be needed to help meet goals set through the Gulf Hypoxia Action Plan, a 2008 national strategy to reduce the dead zone. The groups included the American Farm Bureau Federation, the American Soybean Association, Soil and Water Conservation Society, and the United Egg Producers, among others. MAHA Action endorses Republican for Iowa governor. MAHA Action, a group that advocates for the Make America Healthy Again movement, endorsed Republican Zach Lane yesterday in the Iowa governor's race. Lane is dedicated to nutritional reforms and championing access to whole food options in schools and communities. Lane is committed to advancing policies for healthy kids and families, the group statement said. Lane is a farmer and the founder of Homeplace Ventures, an Iowa-based company investing in agriculture, technology, and real estate, according to his campaign website. On a MAHA Action webcast yesterday, Lane tied his father's cancer to his work as a crop consultant applying pesticides. Lane also took on corporate consolidation in agriculture. When I was growing up in Iowa, there was 300 companies that were selling seeds and inputs to farmers, he said. Today, there are three that make up over 85% of the market. He also said about a quarter of Iowa farmland is owned by out-of-state investors and funds, quote, that treat Iowa like an annuity. They keep our young farmers off the ground. They raise our rental rates. They inflate the valuations. Processed food makers sued in San Francisco. San Francisco City Attorney is suing major food manufacturers seeking a halt to, quote, deceptive marketing of ultra-processed foods known to be unhealthy. The suit filed in state court also asked for an order requiring the companies to provide restitution and pay civil penalties, quote, to help local governments offset astronomical health care costs associated with ultra-processed food consumption. Recent studies have linked overconsumption of ultra-processed foods to a multitude of adverse health outcomes, including type 2 diabetes, fatty liver disease, cardiovascular disease, colorectal cancer, and depression, City Attorney David Chu said in a news release. The companies being sued are Kraft Heinz, Mondelez International, Post Holdings, the Coca-Cola Company, PepsiCo, General Mills, Nestle USA, Kellogg, Mars Incorporated, and ConAgra Brands. Here's today's final word. If the unfortunate thing happens, a crazy thing happens, where the Supreme Court didn't side with the president, which I think they will, then we have other tools and we'll put them right in place. Tariffs are here to stay. The deals are here to stay. That's the word of Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick on CNBC. More than a dozen businesses, including retail giant Costco, have filed cases in recent weeks challenging President Trump's emergency tariffs at the Court of International Trade to get ahead of any potential tariff refund process. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, December 4th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.